Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Old School, brought to you a new school way. We are coming at you live up here from the Blur Party, Cash Street, right next to CHI Center. Old School is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney slash Andre Madden, 168th and Maple up here in the O, a.k.a. 168th and Maple by Stricky somewhere, wherever he's at. We're live from the Blur Van right here at the Hilton, right next there, or Hilton Omaha. Here every day, all the way through the 21st, 10 to 6. Doors open daily, 10:30 a.m., all the way to midnight. So you better be coming and have some stamina. Corner of 12th and Cass, can't miss it. Big white tent for Blur. It's about the third or fourth year that we've been here. Parties on the south side of the Cass Street. This is actually the 13th annual tailgate with all-inclusive bar and buffet, which is on and popping. We got to go partake. 18 TVs showing live baseball games. Multiple seating options, including a hammock. They have a cold tub slash, hot tub whirlpool back there. You can buy your tickets at the door. Preferably, please purchase at blurevents.com/Omaha. They got an $84 lunch and dinner buffet, soda, water, cash bar, $114 lunch, dinner buffet, soda, water, beer, wine, cash bar, $134. When you really want to splurge or you're going to bring a date down here, lunch, dinner buffet, soda, water, beer, wine, and mixed drinks. That's what how it's going on, Austin.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We got the full shebang. Huge thanks to our friends at Blur Events for putting the party on, for inviting us to be a part of it. We always have a blast. We're in here. Yes, the temperature might still be climbing, but we got fans above us,
it's
behind
been
us, around us. They treat us so very well. They treat all their guests the same way. We're not getting preferential treatment because we're the celebrities on radio or whatever. You walk in here, you're treated like a celebrity. Great service, great people. Great food, amenities, drinks, the whole nine yards. It is worth every penny in that stuff.
It's worth every penny. Obviously, big news, obviously, with the NCAA and their clearinghouse is allowed. Obviously, the universities to eventually pay players, which I think it eventually will go into effect next cycle because everybody else right now, as of, up until that ruling, are under NIL deals. And so there's probably some logistics that need to get cleared up before it starts to go into fruition. Now, it could possibly happen, and we'll see who will be the first, but with that being said, before we jump into that, Austin, obviously Nebraska and Matt Rule and company have been very active, getting some, this whole month of June, he said it, this is essentially 30 straight days, essentially, they won't be home. They're recruiting, they're having camps, they're having official visits, they're trying to get commits. Obviously, just as we were talking on air, they got a 2026 interior lineman. And he's also joining Rex Workman, who committed, I think, either yesterday or possibly a couple days before. Hayden Ainsworth committed. Not Ainsworth, Nebraska.
Nope.
Maybe a little bit of connection. Interior offensive lineman all the way down, all the way from Biloxi, Mississippi. Listen, I have family from Meridian.
Okay.
Biloxi is a little bit different. You think of that's a, you might get some shrimping and stuff down there, but to get somebody from the southern part of the United States to commit to the middle part of the United States, It lets you know they're turning over. I used to call it shaking trees and trying to find prospects anywhere. Big old kid, 6'3 and a half, 3'10, trying to reestablish the line of scrimmage along with Weaver. So we looked at 2025 present day football season, 2026 and 27. Obviously, you know, with Trey Taylor doing peer recruiting and continue to do that. It looks like it's paying early dividends for Matt Rhule and company.
When you hear 310 pounds out of high school, does that catch your attention in a good way? Or do you think some of that's bad weight that's going to have to maybe get trimmed?
Look, as hot as it is, we think it's hot right now. As hot as it is in Mississippi, I doubt it's any bad weight. And he looks like he's a pretty fit, young guy. And so, sure, are you as trained and detailed in your diet and weightlifting and supplements and all that in high school as you would be in college? No. Also, as you mature, that will turn into lean muscle mass. And so I think the way he moves and being able to carry the weight good. I think in order to recruit right now, you have to be able to judge guys. That's why I think a lot of teams and universities that want guys to come to camp, right? See what you look like in pads, look like you when you walk through the door or whatever, and try to project where you could be. And so I think that they like the way that he carries the weight. Obviously, they can lean him up or just make that 310 pounds into 300. And, develop into, a pretty good football player. I think really, to be honest with you, as you're recruiting now, is trying to project where they could be. But then also you have to have a good eye for talent on what fits for you. The hardest thing that I think that Nebraska faces is the uptick in talent here statewide versus what you're going to do outside of the state. And Matt Rhule told you, look, his job is to win. So you got to look, stand on business. And there's good players everywhere. I think the greatest thing that's happened in the state of Nebraska is the Steve Warrens and the Warren Academy is really taking some talent that's always been here out on a national level. Now, what it does, it puts a spotlight on Nebraska. It's a good problem. And, look, I think Matt Rhule and those guys are working hard and, identifying talent that they like. They have a process that they go through. They're sticking to it. And that's what my grandma used to say something when people used to never, recognize where they came from or whatever.
Forget your roots.
Yeah, forget your roots. And it's a Bible verse, how soon they forget. You know that, Austin, right? So what I mean by this, up until recent, whether it's one, two, three staffs ago, you always felt like, the staffs didn't have a plan on who they recruited, why they recruited, why they transferred portal guy, why they passed on guys. Where now you have a coach that is actually, has a plan. And then only time will tell whether it works, and he's sticking to it. Now you're still complaining. I always tell like this, like basketball players, you worry about playing time. Stop complaining and start playing. And so, for the fans out there, you just got to appreciate that he's actually out there trying to work.
When you mentioned that piece about recruiting, right, whether it's out of high school or out of the transfer portal, the part I want to touch on first to get to my point is, can you identify what Nebraska has wanted to do in the run game over the last few years? Has Nebraska been, a team with a plan for how it wants to run the ball, or has Nebraska just been calling run plays because that's what it feels like it should
do? No, I think they want to be physical. I think obviously you look at like the linemen, look, you could get a five-star no-brainer and he gets in competition and he can't bust a grape. Or you could get a guy that's a two-star from who knows where, Idaho or Nebraska, And he can, eat glass, and he's tough, and he's a leader, and he's athletic, and all that stuff. So I think that in theory, what I'm assuming and what I've seen is that, the first year I think Nebraska was trying to piece some things together, and obviously it was curtailed around Jeff Sims and whatever, so forth and so on. But you saw him try to run the ball. You saw, a little bit of glimpse of Emmett and obviously Grant and all that. And it was really a year for Grant to adapt to some sort of more accountability. Well, you saw, I think they ideally would like to control the line of scrimmage, obviously be efficient, and then off the efficiency, be more explosive in the pass game. And, that's what they tried to do last year. But I think obviously when you bring in Dana Holgorsen, who runs the ball more than people give him credit for, that's where you see the emergence of Emmett Johnson, you see a Quentin Ives, and then you see my man 35, who, as long as he keeps everything on the up and up outside of football, he'll be good. And so, I think they know that they can run the ball efficiently in the way they want to run the ball. And as long as they can do that, and obviously it's either set up or it sets up the controlled passing game and then try to add some more explosiveness on the outside and the kind of like the Ja'Cory Barney, You know, it's kind of like the old San Francisco 49ers back in the day. They ran the ball good enough that when they can line up, they can punch you in the mouth and, you know, close the game out or extend the lead or essentially bleed you to death. That's what they're trying to shoot for, because Matt Rhule knows more games were lost here with the inability to run the ball, lining up third, one, two, three, and possibly a short four, and then the play action or whatever you want to do off of that, and playing situational football. So you got to line up and punch people in the face.
And that's why I asked the question, too, is because Nebraska has gotten away from that. Whether or not they actually want to be it is on the team to show, you know, hey, we're about this. We're going to stick to it. We're going to commit to it. Recruiting is not easy. Never has been, never will be, right? I mean, almost regardless of who or where you are as a program. But I think Nebraska could make recruiting simpler for itself by identifying the traits, the movement skills of players at different positions. That's not to say, you know, you get so typecast. You only get guys to do X, Y, or Z, right? You got to take good football players. But I think, you know, whether it's Nebraska football, Nebraska men's basketball, Nebraska baseball, it's okay to have an identity. It's okay to have a type that other teams, you know, typically overlook. But you know that what you do, that body type, that skill set works in what you do. Again, you still got to get them to campus. It's not easy. But I think when you just cast a wide net and you don't really know what you're looking for, there's that either sometimes too much of one talent or not enough of a different type of talent, where casting a net is not a plan. That's the bare minimum. I don't know, you know, what Nebraska's recruiting operation entails, but maybe, you know, now with Coach Dana Holgorsen in place, they know the types of prospects that they want and can go get, and now can actually follow through on getting them, and it makes sense in the context of what Nebraska wants to accomplish.
Yeah, well, I think especially on offense and defense. Well, I think I'm going to take the I guess the stance that Dana Holgorsen has been coaching a long time, different types of body types, different types of players, and maybe in some ways, especially at West Virginia, and in some ways in Houston, did more with less, right? And so, and that's also when you're able to adapt your kind of philosophy offense based on what you got, and not just be so stuck into when Bill Callahan came in and you had option players, but we're going to run West Coast, knowing dang well they couldn't do it. Then on the flip side, I think with Coach Butler, and I know personally because obviously I'm a former Buffalo Bill, and what he's able to do, and when you have to deal with, you know, you're only allowed at maybe a draft pick a year, then you're essentially mid-level free agents and street free agents as far as the rookie comes in. You have to develop them. So you got to make a Wallace, who's number 39, who was a free agent, into a pretty good starting corner, and then obviously develop him, and then he's able to go on a second contract somewhere else. You're either going to take a Tre'Darius White to make him into a Pro Bowler and see that maturation process. So you're different with all different body types. And what I mean is when you have two coordinators with that vast experience, it helps to be able to move with the curve, is because college football will constantly change based on hiring practices at other universities, the way that, you know, college football is, I guess, officiated or looked at upon what's successful will change in the Big Ten over the next 2-3 years. And so I think the uptick in veteran coaches that know what they want to do, and I know Marcus Satterfield has been around, but I'm just talking about Dana Holgorsen has ran a program at two different places, that you had to make a lot out of nothing. And this is no disrespect to any of the players that have played at those two universities, but you're not at Florida, you're not at Florida State, you're not at Miami or Oklahoma, you know, Notre Dame, and those type of places, and you're still able to be successful. So, you know, I think what they need to, you know, what they have to do and continue to do is just, you know, be confident in their recruiting and in their evaluation process, and then also be willing and open to make some concessions, because I think more than anything, yes, you need speed, and I think nobody's getting a letter from Nebraska that doesn't fit a potential height, weight, speed type, right? Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We need football players. A football player isn't a guy that likes the sweatsuit and steaks. A guy that loves football, loves to compete, because that is what we're talking about. Desmond Bane. Those are the guys that you need to come in and multiply. I guess that'd make it easy. We need multipliers.
Yeah.
We need guys that go in the locker room. It doesn't matter the age range. It could be coming in as 26 next year, obviously, because 25s are here, 25, 26, 27, portal guys. They're going to come in and multiply their standard, their excellence, their personality into all these different players, and then they start to multiply in it. And so, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the chicken and egg. You just got to go get a whole bunch of great players and hope they all kind of, you know, get it going. Well, we saw that this year where Florida State had probably one of the better transfer portal classes. There was a catastrophic for them. So that's where I think we need some football players, and then you mix in some of the athletes, and you can take some, you know, risks on guys. And then I think Matt Rhule does a good job of essentially throwing the ball out there and see who gets it first, and you continue to work hard and do whatever you need to do. It doesn't matter where you come from, what age group you're at, or what you think you've been promised. If you can play football, when he sits in front of a recruit, he says, listen, if you come in from Biloxi, Mississippi, and you show me that you're the best dude in physically and mentally that you can handle it, you're going to be running out of the tunnel first. Or, going to be the guy that's run out there first. And so for that, when you're trying to build a program, to be able to stand on your word is also a big part of the recruiting process, but also development process.
You mentioned football players. Are there any guys that come to mind that stick out to you as, yeah, that guy's a football player?
That I played with?
Like on this Nebraska team. I
always like Van Poppel. I like the transfer coming in. I think from North Alabama.
Rocco Spindler.
Rocco Spindler. But then also the North Alabama, the linebacker that came in.
Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
I call him the law firm. Anytime you got a hyphenated name, and so I like him. He's a football player. I like those guys. I like Buford because I think he's a jack of all trades. I like a lot of the guys that are just football players because they've had to do
Singleton
different.
Singleton fit in there?
Singleton. I like the guys now. Now you need them to gel, right? Now you need the Judys of the world to really take a big step. Now you need Latosky. You know, you show glimpses of being potentially a pretty good player. Now we need it for 12 games in a row and then obviously hopefully into some championship series. And then, you know, I know Emmett's from Minnesota, but I like it that he's a football player. Look, he's had to scratch and claw his way up and onto the team. And potentially when Matt Rhule came, that he was kind of afterthought. Well, he's played his way on there, you know, last year or the first year. Then he was able to, you know, stick with it and show that his value when you have a new offensive coordinator, when it's a pressure, where a lot of guys have one foot out of the door. We've seen it. As soon as they touched down from Iowa City, guys were jumping in the portal. where he stayed down, you know, we call it 10 toes down, and he's able to show that he's a football player. Now that you need all those guys that I mentioned, right? You know, especially Hartzog, too, from in the defensive backfield, right? You got some guys there that played corner, they played nickel, they played safety, they played through injuries, they've been through different coaching staffs. So all those guys now got to come together, right? And this is what you do in the middle of June, because in about 6 weeks, they open up camp. There is no more silly season should be over, but it will be officially over once you report to I'm assuming they're going to the dorms again and rough it up a little bit. That's where you're going to really get to that, you know, through that threshold, right? It should be relatively, I wouldn't say easy, but relatively smooth to get to 8 wins. Now, to go from 8 to 10 and then, you know, past 12, you know, 12th game into, you know, some big time games, the stuff that I talked about has to be fostered every single day, has had to be fostered every single day. Because when you get down to it, you're going to face some challenges. You're not going to blow through 12 games and go to a 12-team playoffs and moonwalk into NAS championship game. You're going to have to go and take it. You're going to have to deal with adversity, and that's what they're trying to train and get these guys to start to welcome and then also embrace through the hot days of June and July.
That's where we're at right now. I mean, it is mid-June, which means it's football season, right? I mean, I'm saying it's baseball season, right? Still got right. NBA finals going on. I know for people of your persuasion, it's absolutely football season right now. It is interesting you bring up Malcolm Hartzog. That's the guy that I thought of when you said football player.
Yeah.
You can move him all around the defense if you have to, but I don't think that's ideal for him, right? Bouncing back and forth between corner and safety. I still maintain that Malcolm Hartzog has not had a chance to thrive at his best position, which would be kind of that nickel or slot corner.
Yeah.
Nebraska hasn't used him there, and I'm going to say that's due to a lack of depth, lack of proven options that they could throw out there, right? You think about, you know, if Jeremiah Charles had come on strong last year, been able to lock down an outside corner spot.
Yeah, he doesn't have to move outside.
After Tom Hill went down, right? Yeah. Hartzog can either stick at safety or he can stay on the inside as a slot corner. Pretty good blitzer, all things considered. He'll stick his hat in there against the run as well. But we also haven't seen Malcolm Hartzog on return. Something he was, I think, all
that's what he was mainly. I think recruited for.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him.
You know, and so you know, you're 100% right. But then also, I think when you're so versatile and you're a football player, you're the first one to raise your hand to go into the game. I always
it's
look.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse. And ideally, you would like to have every guy at one position. That's not how you win. So, you know, you'd like to think that Hartzog is going to be able, they have more depth in the back end, right? So you'd like to think that Jeremiah Charles and everybody else that they brought in through the transfer portal and freshman a year to mature is going to take off the pressure when you need a guy to step in.
But I think you can make him a C player at any given position on any given play.
Right.
In the sense, like, there will be worse options than him. There will also be better options than him. But the fact that you can move him around doesn't mean you should, right? He's not the level of like an Isaiah Simmons.
Because he doesn't have the
size. Peppers,
right, yeah.
Right, guys like that who can credibly play safety.
Linebacker,
safety
outside
box,
linebacker,
rush
corner,
the passer.
Yeah.
Right, like, it's great that Hartzog can move around, but that should be like in case of emergency.
Yeah,
which
it's got
to
be
been from time to time.
It's got to be DEFCON 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, for him, you know, if he can settle in on, say, one or two positions, obviously on the, you know, the second or say second level, third level, whatever you want to call it, that allows Coach Butler to erase all the inexperience of potentially now of other guys that hadn't played before. Right. You got Shavers and all those guys that have showed glimpses. But being the guy going out there, it's a process. Then also being the guys that go out there and playing together. But when you have a guy that has a tremendous amount of experience and flexibility, you can scheme up things because you can trust him. And so that's going to be the maturation process of all the guys along on offense as well. You got a lot of weapons. How do you get continuity going on? How do you get in the rhythm? How do you have your plan A, plan B? And I always say one in the back pocket, C or D, to figure out when you get into a game, you know, people are adjusting to you. And when you're playing like opponents, then you got to have that ability to go to the next level, and hopefully they're developing that right now.
I'm glad you bring that up on offense, too, because I think of a guy like Ja'Cory Barney Jr., kind of in that same mold, or back in the day, a Wandale Robinson type of player, right? You can be a good option at a bunch of positions, but I think there are some positions, Jay, where I would rather see Nebraska just let a young guy figure it out on the fly and keep their best players at their best position, right? Like Ja'Cory Barney, yes, he can play outside, But why would you rather not, you know, keep him inside to start in the alignment and then scheme something up for him to get him outside, yeah, right? Because he's not at his best lined up one-on-one on the outside. He can do it, but it's not his best skill. So, you know, maybe, you know, Dane Key and Cortez Mills, right, or Isaiah Mosey, whoever, yeah, it is, and Isaiah Hunter in that conversation as well. Dane Key might be Nebraska's best X and might be their best Y.
Yeah.
If there's a guy that you see, this is going to be an X receiver for us for the next couple of years, sure, you might trust Dane Key at X, you know, number one more, but I would almost rather know what you're getting out of Dane Key at Y and, yeah, let the young guy, you know, grow into that, as opposed to moving a young guy all the way around the field and not getting comfortable with his role and responsibility.
Yeah, I think it's on a year-by-year basis, case-by-case basis, but I think, you know, what you're saying is you like Barney matched up against a Jay Foreman type in the slot, or if you're able to flip the formation and then motion him out there, then you got Jay Foreman one-on-one out there on the outside.
And I'm throwing the other way because I'm not testing Jay Foreman. I know better than that.
Listen, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, they made a lot of plays on me. But I think also it's also part of the deal where, you know, they have a lot more depth. You just mentioned about five receivers there, and a couple of them are freshmen, and Mims and Mosey, and then you got Hunter, and then you got Dane Key, then you got Barney, then you got Bonner, and then you got
Clark,
you know, and then, so then you got even, you could throw Emmett Johnson out there. So when you're trying to manufacture a run game, the biggest thing we have to do, we got to be able to play pitch and catch. We got to be able to line up and punch people in the face. We got to be, we got to don't punch ourselves in the face. And then we got to have a game plan. There might be a game that where Dylan has to throw for 350. There might be a game where he has to throw for 150. The object is this. It has to be, like I said, you're going to play individually, think collectively. But when you win more, you get more fruits of your labor and more things come your way as a team, both individually and collectively. And so once that mindset is adopted, and you have to have that mindset in the most crucial time, it's easy to do it, Nick, or not Nick, but Austin, excuse me, when you're up by, everything's great when you're up by a couple scores. Mm-hmm. You know, the team doesn't have, barely has a pulse. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we going to do if we're down by 7? What are we going to do when we're down by 10? That's what we have to do. We have
to. What do we do? Tie game 4 minutes.
Tie game. You're right. Mm-hmm. We got to make the play that we need to make. We don't have to go make a play. We got to make the play that the defense called for, and what our athletic ability and our experience and our film work and our obviously continuity allows us to do. And by doing that, it's not going to be in the spur of the moment thing. It's come from talking about it on June 16th while you're hanging out. And maybe you had a little bit of confusion in a walkthrough or whatever they got going on right now, because you have to draw back on that,
yeah,
meaning me and you, in order to make that play with 4 minutes left to seal the deal. That makes the sacrifice worth it, right?
That's the fun,
right?
Winning the damn game.
Yeah. Look, if you're having fun losing, then you are the first-class loser. I only like to win. And so, you know, you really got to exhibit those habits, you know, moving forward. And I know that they say that kids are different. They have a different DNA and different blood and all that other stuff. I really don't think so. I think you got to captivate their mind and their attention in a different way, and obviously show them actually intangible what could come to them, versus when we were growing up, you just had to tell us. You have to show them. I can show you Ohio State winning a national championship and really exceeding expectation. Probably got Will Howard an opportunity that he might not normally have gotten. It probably got a lot of guys that they played with, and probably Nebraska got on the bus thinking like, okay, they're all right, right?
Right,
right. I'm just as good as that guy. Mm-hmm. Drafted.
Yeah.
What? By a national championship. Indiana. Now NFL scouts are going to look at them and see what they're doing. It starts with winning. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you think that you're going to be Brett Favre, And just essentially go, and not saying that he was a loser, but you got to think, Brett Favre got his kind of stardom and cachet to potentially be a first round pick based off Southern Miss upset in Alabama.
Right.
What is that? Right. Winning. Mm-hmm. And so everything starts with winning. But what we're doing, we're winning at this thing called radio up here at Blur. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, old school to new school way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.